Former Valley resident Brian George is back in town to tackle accessibility. Well, in doing so, he's going to be wheeling up Ryan Road Hill this Friday. You're living now in Halifax. How did you come to do this?
Halifax is an older city, which I knew going into it. They've had a lot of problems with accessibility, so I figured there's got to be something that can be done. I was on my way to work one day, and the bus went across the bridge. My first thought was, I've never wheeled across a bridge before. So I wheeled across the bridge, and people found out about it. Before I knew it, I had about 14 hills in Halifax to do. So I turned it into what I started calling the Halifax Odyssey Tour. It quickly turned into just raising awareness on accessibility and how inaccessible the city really is.
Have there ever been any buildings you were surprised you couldn't get into?
My biggest thing is, it's great if I can get into a building, but say it's a restaurant, well, what if I need to use the washroom? I'm about to eat something. What if I want to wash my hands and I can't get into the washroom? To me, that doesn't make any sense. It basically would be all or nothing. If it's an old building and there's literally nothing they can do aside from just tearing the building down, well, I kind of have to accept that. I mean, it'd be nice if they tore everything down and started afresh, but I'm not going to ask them to do that. That's not only would it be good for me and others with accessibility issues, it would be really good for business as well.
So the Ryan Road Hill, it's a pretty big hill. How does it compare to the ones in Halifax?
It's child's play, quite frankly.
Really?
Yeah. My best friend was here, and he was questioning it when I told him what I was going to do. Is this the worst you've ever done? I just sort of laughed. I mean, yeah, it's not going to be easy, but I have certainly done quite a lot worse in the last 2 years.
Just thinking about it myself, like, I honestly probably wouldn't even walk up Ryan Road Hill, and here you are going to be wheeling up it. Like, is there a special technique you have to use with your wheels when you do that sort of thing? Because, I mean, the second you let go, you're rolling backwards, right?
Yeah, I have to go backwards because my chair is a little back heavy, basically because it would be better than being front heavy because I don't want to fall forward. Because it's back heavy, I have to wheel backwards if the hill is steep enough. So now I know it's not a very wide sidewalk, but I do have quite a few people coming with me. My fiance will be behind me the whole time just to make sure traffic sees me. I have a bright yellow shirt I'm going to wear, and I have a bright yellow flag for my wheelchair as well.
So you're not going to dress up like a deer?
No.
Okay. Just checking. So I'm looking at something like the Ryan Road Hill, and I'm thinking, wouldn't it just be easier to go downhill?
In some cases, no. I've gone down Ryan Road before, quite a few years ago, and I have to brake the whole way, and needless to say, my hands were shot by the time I was done.
So are you gonna limber up? Do you have like a routine of stretching you do?
Not really. I mean, I stretch, of course, beforehand, but that's pretty much it, really. I'm in my chair probably 12 to 15 hours a day. My everyday life is my training, really, because I wheel pretty much everywhere.
If we want to come and watch and support you and cheer you on and everything, how do we do that? Where do we find out more information?
You can check me out on Facebook. My name is Brian George, or I'm on Twitter as well, @wheels_ninja. And I'm also on Instagram @wheelchairninja83. It all happens this Friday, starting at 6 p.m. I'm meeting people in the parking lot at Beaver Convenience, and starting at 6 o'clock, going up the hill from there. And I'll be going as far as the entrance to the street that enters the college there.
All right, man, we'll be looking for you. The Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.